Today is Monday, May 20th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Streaming Day. It's also National Rescue Dog Day, National Pick Strawberries Day, National Be a Millionaire Day. So everyone out there, just go be a millionaire. That's easy. And finally, it is National Quiche Day. I'm okay with quiche, but I don't know. Quiche doesn't really feel like a meal to me. It feels, I don't know, it just doesn't, it, maybe it's because it's like a pie that it feels like a dessert or appetizer. I don't really know. It's the whole tart shell thing. It makes it weird. What are side items for a quiche? I mean, it's always an arugula salad or something like that. It's just a very difficult thing to have a side. I'm a very much southern meat and starch and two vegetables and a roll. That is a meal. Or if you're having a sandwich of some type, you have a sandwich and some kind of crispy starch, like potato chips, corn chips. You could even do crackers in a pinch. But you need something, you know, French fries, because they're starchy, there's a crispy exterior. You need something like that with your sandwiches, burgers, hot dogs, just regular deli sandwiches, whatever. We were talking about this on The Mix Friday night. I have very specific combinations of foods that I need to have together. I need certain textures together, certain flavors together. But some of it is my Southern upbringing, because again, when I was growing up, Southern meal, protein, you know, meat of some sort, a lot of times a steak or some fried, you know, fried chicken or something like that. And then you need a starch, so you would have rice or you would have potatoes. Most of the time it would be potatoes for us. And then you need even like grits or polenta or something like that is another thing you could do. But most often it would be mashed potatoes or baked potato. That's kind of what we would do. And then two vegetables like peas and carrots or I don't know. And so, yeah, I have certain, and quiche is one of those dishes that poses a problem because everything is all, you have the egg, which is kind of the protein, egg is protein, but it doesn't really feel like meat. But a lot of times you put the meat in there as well. And a lot of times you have vegetables in there as well. And you have it's all like one thing, but you feel like it's such a naked plate just to have a slice of quiche and nothing else, you know? So we had a weekend, as we always do. And the last time I talked to you guys was, I recorded on Thursday night. Friday, I had to babysit my parents' dog, and originally they were going to bring her over. Mom calls me and says, oh, can you babysit Tabitha? That's their dog's name. And I feel like, oh, I need to do this, because if we ever need them to babysit Sydney, I want to make sure we've returned the favor, you know. But their dog, as I have explained many times, she's around 1 year old now. I'm hoping so much that she grows out of some of this stuff. She is so needy. Like, she jumps up on you, jumps up on you, jumps up on you, swats you with her paw if she's not happy or if you're not paying enough attention to her. And she still pees on me or on the floor when I try to pet her or look at her or anything else. And it's, I don't know, is she ever going to grow out of it? And the thing is, my mom treats her like a spoiled baby. Like, my mom gives her whatever she wants. I don't think they discipline her. Mom feeds her from the table. I don't think it's going to get any better, because you have to have discipline in your dog's life to get them to behave themselves. Anyway, they were going to, so mom calls and she's like, hey, I've got a doctor's appointment in Little Rock. Little Rock's around three and a half hours away. So she's like, we're going to be gone most of the day. We're leaving early in the morning. We're going to go to the doctor, do that, and then have lunch and then come right back home. But it's, we still won't be home until 5 or 6 o'clock probably in the evening. She said, and we just have, we've never left Tabitha home alone that long. And we forgot to schedule a doggy daycare or whatever. She's like, would you mind keeping her? And she was hinting around like I was going to come pick Tabitha up. I'm like, I can watch her, but I had meetings from like 8:30 in the morning all the way until 2 in the afternoon with only maybe a 30-minute lunch break. And I said, there's no way I can come pick her up. You can drop her off at the house on your way out of town or whatever. And it's funny. I don't know why they would want me to go pick her up. Like, why wouldn't my parents bring her? If they're asking me to babysit their dog, the least they could do is bring her here, right? Then a meeting got canceled. There was a meeting from 1 to 2 that got canceled. I realized my lunch was actually an hour instead of 30 minutes. And mom said, we're okay with her being alone for half a day. So you could wait until noon or somewhere around noon just to stop by, you know, to pick her up, or we could bring her, you know, or if we bring her, she's going to be with you all day because we have to bring her early in the morning. And so when I realized from about 11:30, 12 till 2, I had a break. And my last two meetings were only 30 minutes apiece. And I wasn't presenting or anything like that. So I could take my laptop with me to my parents' house. I was just like, you know what? Don't worry about bringing her to me. I'm just going to go and I am going to sit at your house. I'll finish my work day from your house. That way, I don't have to worry about her getting along with Sydney or anything like that. Or peeing on our floors. If she pees, it's going to be on their floor. So like, okay, so I did my morning and then I went over there. When I went in, she was hiding behind this thing and barking at me. I guess she didn't recognize me or something like that. I don't see her very often. But I was like, Tabitha, it's Adam, you know, whatever. She finally came over, realized who I was and came over to me. And then the peeing started. And it wasn't a little bit of peeing. It was like a sprinkler all over the floor. I'm having to, like, you know, try to move my foot out of the way because she's peeing and jumping on me at the same time. I clean up the floor. I finally get her settled down. I start working. For the most part, she was okay, but she was pretty hyper and wanted me to pay attention to her a lot. So I had to be like, no, I've got to work, you know, whatever, get away. She only peed that one time, luckily, so I didn't have to clean up multiple pee instances. So did that, came home and did my workout and everything and then cooked dinner. And then it was time for the mix. We recorded the mix and I didn't have anything concrete that I had to do on the weekend. But I went to bed about 1:30, something like that. And got up in the morning, did my 2-hour workout, did my walk and weighed myself. I had gained 2 pounds. Which is a pain, but I lost a whole lot last time. So I think what happened, I lost like 4.5 pounds last week. So somehow I think when I weighed myself last time, I just was like super light or something. So I averaged 2 pounds, losing 2 pounds a week for the past 2 to 3 weeks. I just happened to level back out. I gained back 2 of those pounds. But again, over the course, I think I'm okay. I'm still losing gradually, but I didn't like seeing that. So anyway, I worked out. Then Mark and I weighed myself, blah, blah, blah. Mark and I had lunch and I needed to mow the lawn. And also our front flower bed had all of this grass in it. Because, man, the grass keeps trying to take over the flower bed. I don't know a good way. I could Google this, but I don't know a good way to keep the grass from overtaking the flower bed every year. And I have to... There's grass all underneath there. There's only so much of it that I can dig up. It's that spreading kind of grass that has vines, basically. it's hard to get it all out. Oh, by the way, we'll stop there with the, I'll work on the weekend some more tomorrow, but I want to read, we have a text message or two, so I want to read at least one of these. It says, I'm listening to Tuesday's episode. I'm also team biscuit. Honey or homemade apple butter on top make me very happy. That's Mel. I'm a librarian. I'm so glad. And I believe Mel lives in New York or somewhere, so I don't think Mel is Southern, but I'm glad you're team biscuit. I'm also team biscuit. Gary in Portland says, the gay elders that you honored on your little show are both about 10 years younger than me. Sorry, Gary. I don't always remember everyone. Happy Gay Elders Day to you as well, Gary. I think of you as so young, I suppose. So we'll stop there. We have a couple more text messages, but I'll spread those out. But for those of you who texted me, I see them. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.